With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
They've got to go back to the Brady sneak or something, don't they? Oh, they're killing it. Usually means a motion and a run out wide to the right.
Here's the handoff, into the end zone, the Sony Michelle.
Third and five.
Winnipeg ball game.
I got to put Gronkowski out wide. They've got to get him. He's your guy when it's one-on-one. They finally got him. There he is.
On the top of the screen.
If he's doubled, you're going to throw inside right here to Edelman. You just look up there and pick him.
Here they come after Brady. Goes down the field to Gronk. Turns around, makes the catch. He saw what you saw, Tony.
Tony Romo's getting more money for getting his Miss Cleo on. Looks like CBS is going to give him a raise from the $4.5 million that he already makes. So they're going to try to keep him around for a long, long time. John Lopez and I both think that's a good idea. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you in the loop on Sports Radio 610. About to load up the think tank, 713-572-4610. If you weigh in, but before we do that, you become quite a Tony Romo fan, Mr. Lopez.
I have. Couldn't have disliked the guy more when he was a player. More so
you and many people.
More so because of the uniform he wore. I mean, we all knew he was a good dude and worked hard and all that. I don't think there's the mold has been broken like this for the color commentators. There have been some fantastic Hall of Famers. You know, you can go back, obviously, John Madden, you know, Pat Summerall, if you want to go back even further. You want to go back even further.
Rest in peace.
You know, with
Meredith.
Howard Cosell. I mean, the guys that were just truly Hall of Fame color commentators. No one has done this. No one has gone out on that limb before the snap of a ball in key plays and nail it just consistently. I don't think it precludes an NFL team from coming after him, though, that he's going to get more money. I mean, they might not be able to afford him, but I don't think it precludes him. I think some NFL team, if not multiple, they did last year after his broadcasting debut, might come after him.
I mean, he seems to know the game very well. Everyone's always loved his work ethic and his passion, but I've never seen someone reverse their approval rating this much, especially mm-hmm. after they played. Like, this was a polarizing figure. And even in Dallas, you know, half the people hated him when he was playing, and then half the people loved him. It got a little bit closer to a favorable approval rating, but there was a large chunk of people who were against Romo, but it doesn't seem like too many people aren't fans of him when he calls games. It's not just the content. There's a lot of guys that give good football content, mm-hmm. but they do it in almost an arrogant fashion. You know, like the Lewis Riddicks of ESPN, like they put their nose up and act like they invented the game of football. Mm-hmm. Tony Romo is teaching you and he's enjoying it, and the way he presents it is just more entertaining than a lot of guys who might bring the same kind of flair.
And I saw on Twitter Sage Rosenfels, who's a friend of the show, is really good. We've had him on from the Super Bowl last year and multiple times, but he was answering someone else. I didn't wedge myself into the conversation on Twitter, but he was talking to someone else saying, you know, we any quarterback who's played as long as Tony Romo did can see these things, given the fact, especially from a press box. Okay, that's fine, and I'm not saying that's not true. What I'm saying is, first of all, he does it at a higher level than anybody I've ever seen.
And he does it entertaining.
And he has the balls. Here's the thing. It's one thing to say, oh, I could see that. Okay, would you go on the national television in a freaking championship game and say, this is what I would do, this is what's going to happen?
Sage is being a hater there. He's being a total hater. There are a lot of guys that could do it, but they aren't as entertaining. I think Sage is actually kind of being a hater. 713-572-4610 to get in. John, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes, I think that the refs set the tone early in the Saints game, and they were letting a lot of penalties go through. So I wasn't surprised at all that they let that last penalty go through.
Okay. Was that a think tank that we prematurely let in?
I thought he wanted to weigh in on something earlier, mm-hmm. but we'll go to the think tank in a sec. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, I think that the New Orleans Saints need to just calm down.
17 years ago today, the Raiders got ripped off with the almighty Tuck rule. Okay? So get over it.
But the Tuck rule was actually changed. A rule.
And yeah,
it was actually a rule at the time.
Right, right.
I mean, it was actually the right call. They changed the call because it was a stupid rule.
Yeah.
But it was actually a rule. You hear the music right now, 713-572-4610 to get in. The number one segment in the country, number one segment in the universe, most importantly, the number one segment in Houston. It's the In the Loop Think Tank, 713-572-4610. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing because we're doing just lovely as we are every time we talk to you, loopholes in the city of Houston. Don't ask us how we're doing. Why, John?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares, and we're always great. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think the Saints fans need to shut the hell up already. And honestly, that's what y'all get for Bounty Gate. And I think there's a flash flood advisory in New Orleans from all the Saints fans' tears.
Too soon, man.
Man.
Too soon.
Saints hate.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that my biggest pet peeve is when I see people in public randomly smelling their fingers or hands. When I see Deshaun Watson seemingly smelling his finger right after he removed it from, I guess, a stinky orifice, I wonder what his deal is. Can we start a hashtag movie or something to, like, request he stop that? It's disgusting.
That's a solid take. Season. I would actually not mind if he just stopped it.
Dude, it's awesome.
It's not
He got Vandermeer to say slime season.
Okay, that's awesome. But
that's the number one accomplishment. In the NFL this year, that is the number one accomplishment. Forget Tom Brady going to the Super Bowl after age 41 or at age 41 or whatever the hell he is. He might be 42 now at this point. Making Mark Vandermeer say slime season in a professional manner during a broadcast is the most successful accomplishment of any
NFL
team.
But that's done. Let's move on.
Slime season.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yo, I think Tony Romo is the best thing that has happened to fantasy football, guys. And I think John McClain was throwing some shit. I stood up with Seth, Pan, and John talking about correct grammar.
Oh, he doesn't think Seth has the best grammar at the station, right?
He does. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think he could have been throwing shade at me. That's why I told him, hey, easy there. Don't tell me I got to have good
now,
grammar to be on the radio.
Now, he did say that to Seth comment, though. So I think that's what he talked about.
Oh, okay.
John McClain taking a shot at Seth.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
There's nothing more amusing. I don't think it's good for listeners. Like, I don't think it's great for listeners.
What's that?
But from my own enjoyment, when Seth is out on McClain during the weekly visit, I think it's pretty entertaining. you can just tell when Seth's just like, oh, you're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Ed Orgeron and Pat Mahomes should get together and have a conversation. It would sound like Big Bird talking to Cookie Monster.
That's a great take. That's a solid point.
Did Big Bird have a Orgeron?
No, drone? Cookie Monster did.
Okay, I knew that. Yeah. Cookie Monster sounds like Mutombo, right?
Mm-hmm. Catch a fan, I've always been.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, man.
Man, I'm glad Joel Embiid is doing good, because when his ass was with my Jayhawks, he didn't do worth a flip.
Man, I thought he was going to drop the F-bomb on him.
He did good.
You know,
it's a veteran move right there.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think the Rams and the officiating crew are both victims of this non-being able to challenge as well. I also think that Mike Tomlin, if he ends up leaving the Steelers, needs to come to Houston. And I think Tony Romo should be a defensive coordinator's assistant. He knew more about what the Patriots were going to do than Kansas City's defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I said it a couple times earlier. I would hire him as a special
just
assistant.
Just a consultant. I just think he's just a side business.
Get in that film room with the defense and show him, okay, you see this is going to happen. You see this is going to happen.
Side business.
Help the defense more than the offense.
But the thing is, can you do that as a broadcaster?
No. It would be conflict of interest.
Yeah, it's like when Kirk Herbstreit won't pick the games.
Right.
Is that corny to you?
Yes, but it's fair.
I mean, is that why? He's picking the
games. Because all of a sudden,
he's not betting on it.
Let me introduce you to this thing called college football fans.
Oh, that's true. There we go. Okay. But they're still there regardless, though.
Yeah, but not, still can you imagine like if he picked Oklahoma?
You make a good point.
What Longhorns fans would be.
Okay. Yeah, that's that. I rest my case. Actually, I just throw my case away. Someone smoked it. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Chris Myers, guy here. So I'm watching the Chiefs and the Patriots Sunday, and my wife sits next to me. She never watches football. And all of a sudden, she just starts laughing. And I'm like, what are you laughing at? She's like, well, that quarterback for the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. And she translated his last name in Spanish
And I just started dying laughing when she told me that.
Yeah, well, we might have to look that up.
My homies?
Can you translate it?
Is that what she was talking about?
I don't know. You tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Race car!
What does it mean in Spanish?
I thought it said like Spanglish, like my homies. You know?
Is he even... you're on the think tank. Go. Go. Smoker.
Oh, no! We suck again!
What was that?
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that this past weekend was a battle between the new style and the old style of the NFL to see what was going to work. But now we got to wait till next week to see what's going to happen.
What was the new style? I think the Rams are the new style, right?
The Rams are the new style. And I guess the Chiefs are, too, a little bit.
And the Patriots are the old style, mm-hmm. 21 personnel, smashing it with Sonny Michel. You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
Hey, I think I have a really good riddle for y'all.
Okay.
What does really good music and really good candy have in common? In both cases, you throw away the wrappers.
Come on, man. Come on. How do you feel about that, Figgy?
Race car!
Throw away the rappers. Can you believe that, Fig?
This world would be so lame without rappers.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, could you imagine if there were no rap music? Like, not even to mix in?
And rap music is an offshoot of old school hip-hop. Same thing.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that Tony Romo should change his name to Romo Stradamus.
Yeah, that's what, I guess.
Was that a pick six? Someone took that opinion?
You know, Jim Nance said it.
Oh, wow, he took that opinion. It's okay. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hello, this is Gupta again. What's up, guys?
Gupta, I missed you, man.
I missed you too, man. But anyways, let me get to my take. I think that there needs to be a referee retreat where they have a reorientation of the rules, because in too many games this season has one side been like, we calls could have gone this way, and then the other team would be like, calls could have gone this way, but the common denominator is that calls were blown. So if they got together and went over the rules, I'd feel like next season would be much better.
Well,
that's a good suggestion. Yeah. I need to get Gooped on that committee. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that this morning I tried to leave out my apartment and some knucklehead got his car dinged when I was left out. Yeah.
Too soon, man. Too
soon.
So
you followed a car. I guarantee you were too late.
No, bro. It was already it opened for me. Like, the car went past the gate, and it's like a ramp, and then it's straight, and they're turning left onto the street.
Yeah.
So I sat behind the gate, opened for me.
That's crazy.
I went waiting for the car. The gate smashes into my whip. And
luckily, you know the complex is not going to be.
Hell no. You've heard my complex?
Yeah.
So it's like a small dent, but it was kind of scary because at least it went back. It hit twice,
it didn't
but it went
you.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Bad, bad start to the morning. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that if the NFL wants to solve their rule problems, no rules is the new rules. And y'all tell me what's more impressive, Harden's 30-point game streak or Matt Schaub's pick six streak?
It's got to be Matt Schaub, right?
Harden.
No. Was it five straight pick sixes, four straight? That'll talk about never happen. A record will never be broken.
But you could do that on purpose.
Yeah, but who's going to do that?
No, but I'm saying that if someone wanted to break Matt Schaub's pick six,
oh, sure.
They could break it. You can't do
Tom
what
Brady's
Harden's
last
doing.
Six games. You're going, I'm going to take that record.
You know
too.
What? I'm gonna I want all the records. I'm going to take Matt Schaub's. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, I just got a quick thing to say about that attorney in New Orleans that's filing that lawsuit. So there are two types of people in this world.
Uh-oh.
Those who crave closure.
Go ahead, Dink. Sorry.
That's those it. Who crave closure.
And?
Give him one more rip. Hit the bong one more time, Figgy. Let him go one more time. All right. Finish that, Dink. Go ahead.
So yeah. Y'all are those people. Later, guys.
That was it?
Marijuana called Kush.
Think about what he was saying.
I don't know. Dink got me. Sometimes the OG Dink just gets me too much. You think? But yeah. Do you think
those who crave closure, and then he didn't, and those who don't?
Oh, okay, okay. He got me. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit slow. Hey, did you see the NFL rejected? They were going to run a weed ad, a marijuana ad, and they rejected it because they said they don't allow that kind of advertising. How do you think Dank consumes his marijuana?
Every day.
No, but how? Do you think he goes with the bong?
You know, some guys are purists and they like the joints. I bet you he's a joint guy.
I think he's got one of those old one-hitter pipes.
Yeah, either that or that. Yeah. But he's not going to do the, what do they do now? The little, it's like a little pipe almost.
The one-hitter.
No, not the one-hitter. I can't.
Vape?
Remember. Vape.
Weed pens? That's a felony if you get caught with that, I heard.
Is it really?
Yeah, just because it's like some sort of wax. He strikes me as like a old school one hitter type guy. You're on the think tank, go.
Hello, this is Patrick Mahomes. I think that the Patriots are so lucky that I never got to see the field because they would have gotten a spanking they've never had before. Let's go, Chiefs.
I'm a big ketchup fan. I've always been.
Ed Orgeron.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You're on the think tank. Go. Go ahead. Smoked it, Figgy.
Oh, no. We suck again.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think John should cook me up some elote, and I think Tony Romo should tell me the winning lottery numbers.
Con crema, man.
Cook you some what?
Elotes, corn with mayonnaise.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
So good.
That is so terrible.
So good.
Speaking of food, I'm going to give you a $20 budget, and I'm going to let you indulge in the Super Bowl snack menu in 10 minutes.
Okay.
It's going to get you a lot more than you think it can get you.
$20 can get you in a Super Bowl snack.
Just wait till you see the menu in Atlanta.
Oh, I heard about this. Yes.
I'm going to give you a $20 budget. Okay. Figgy, I'm going to give you a $20 budget, too, and we're gonna use it wisely.
Gotcha.
You're on the think tank. Go.
What do you do? What do you do, fellas? It's Imposter Money Mike. If a chicken and a half can lay an egg and a half in a day and a half, how long would it take a frog with a peg leg to kick the seeds out of a pickle?
The hell?
Mind blown.
What does that mean?
Mind blown. I have no idea.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that TB12 is the best on third down. Unreal.
There he is.
That's a good take, dude. Thank you very much, generic. You're on the think tank. Go. Just kidding, sir. Go ahead.
Go.
Go.
Hello?
You're on. Go.
I think that everybody's missing the boat here with this referee call. They got the ball back and breezed through a pick. That's what really ended the game, right?
Nobody's talking about Guy.
He's right. Nobody's talking about that.
Oh, brother.
Did you hear Sean and Rich yesterday? Sean's in there prepping right over my right shoulder. Mm-hmm. This is where I kind of talk and act like he's not right over my shoulder.
Yeah.
They were getting pretty heated yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like during the show?
Yeah, it was entertaining.
Good. Good.
I sat and listened a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I think Rich was just saying what a travesty everything was, and it was, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it was very, very, very entertaining addition to the Triple Threat yesterday.
Hey, did you guys hear?
I did hear! You're on the think tank, go.
I think because the laser was helping the chief. Fuck it up.
Come on, bro. Yeah. Come on. Go. All right, three more. You're on the think tank. Go.
I used to think that I was indecisive, but now I'm not really too sure.
Well, good thing you fixed that problem.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Tom Brady's thinking his lucky star is that nobody from the NFC East is making it to the Super Bowl.
True. He's 0-3. 0-3 against NFC East teams. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, I think fans calling in who don't know what it's like to be a Saints fan need to keep their opinions to themselves because they don't know what it really feels like.
Are you a Saints fan? Are you a Saints fan?
Born and raised when I was there when they built the Superdome.
Dude, I'm with you, man.
Good, man.
I'm glad you lost. No, I'm with you. That's what I was telling Landry. If you put yourself there, your whole perspective
good
changes.
Go eat some gumbo. Drink your sorrows away. Start throwing up in the middle of Bourbon Street. Forget the Saints. See, forget their fans.
You wouldn't be saying that if you were.
I don't feel for y'all.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe a little. Maybe just a little. The In the Loop think tank, great at Lopez. What are you giving him?
That was a weak start right there. That was probably a C plus at
C plus
at best.
So about my my grades in college.
Yep.
All right. Coming up next,
gentlemen's C's, as they say in the Ivy League.
$20 budget to spend at the Super Bowl. It's going to go a lot
further half a beer
than you think. It's going to go a lot further than you think. You can get more than half
one
a beer.
Bag of peanuts.
You can get four beers. With that $20, what? You can get four beers and you can get a lot more. We're going to have a $20 budget within the loop next. And also, is it okay for cops to troll sports fans? Because that's what they're doing. Are they overstepping their boundaries? That's next in the loop with Landry, Lopez, and Figgy Fig and all the people pulling over right now on the side of the road.
They hate you, Figgy. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.